all of us have a first, second, and third stage within us. So the first stage within us needs our woman to be loyal to us because we don't feel special unless she is. We don't feel we're loved unless she is. So out of a kind, we know we're weak, in other words. So we know that we're afraid that she might fuck someone else. And there's all kinds of fears, fears of abandonment, fear, you know, right? So we have a bunch of first stage fears that make us jealous and make us want to keep men away from our women. That in fact, because if a man, like say 10,000 years ago, got to our woman and impregnated her and we didn't know it, we'd be raising his child 10,000 years ago. And the capacity to stop men from fucking our wives would have been one of the first things to evolve to protect our children, to make sure there are children. So the knee-jerk response to kill anyone who looks at your wife wrong is a totally natural ingrained first stage in all of our bodies. If you don't feel that, you're suppressing it. There's a feeling that she's ruined, you know, that if she gets fucked. So she's, you limit out of fear, you want to protect her. You want to keep her away from men. You want her only with you. So again, the Burning Man 1960s step is to recognize that and go, that's fucking uptight as hell. That's not love. Love is I should be able to share her-ish. Now, so in the 60s, that became very common. People were in, you know, and polyamory is a late form of the 60s. So an evolution from that jealousy is the willingness to engage in love in ways that create friction to our jealousy, our biological past, our first stage. And that's a form of evolution. So now, let's say in the second stage, and I'm just going to go with my examples, they're like Burning Man style, successful second stage. So you got people going around, everyone's hugging everyone. Polyamory is kind of more standard probably than monogamy, or at least moving in that direction. So men are getting the variety that they want. They think they're sharing their woman, and it's a form of love evolution that they're no longer jealous. But what's happening is it pretty much destroys most of those relationships over time, those of you who have engaged it. Some survive. The reason it does is the same reason. I'm going to try, these are all beyond words, so I'm going to give a bunch of different examples, and so you could go, oh, got it. In Burning Man, it's totally fine to take off your clothes and dance around really sexually. If you were at your grandma's house having Easter dinner, and you did that, would it open everyone's heart or create a fiasco? It would probably create a fiasco in most families. So just the fact that in Burning Man it's appropriate to show yourself does not mean that's the way to live. It just means that's a nice experiment and so forth. But around your grandmother, maybe around your children, I'm not sure how much of that you'd want to do. Maybe. I mean, it's all individual. So what you begin to do is cultivate art. It's not just show the nipple. It's how much do I show to increase the love? So let me keep taking this farther. There's like lots of steps to it. Imagine the world hinged on the depth of your consciousness. So let's say you have to solve some problem that depends on your insight, your depth of consciousness, okay? How many naked women do you want dancing around you while you're focusing on that problem? Zero. So remember that. No problems are solved with dancing women. Life is certainly celebrated that way. There may be no better way to celebrate love as far as I'm concerned. But it's a distraction from anything but that. When it's time to celebrate life, that's perfect. When it's time to focus on consciousness, you don't want that. Now, that's been recognized from the beginning of time. So men would go into caves, men would go into monasteries, and so forth. Now, this is a different time now. So it's good for all of us to learn to be around half-naked women dancing around. What we will experience is we'll want to fuck them, we'll want to have verbal intercourse with them, we'll want to be devotional with them at different amounts. And what we all have to choose consciously is, when is freeing the nipple, when is any display of radiance a distraction? When is it better to be invisible? Usually is the answer. So the third stage, the post-Burning Man stage, is everyone should be free to dance wildly, to show themselves, to dance naked. The same, but they would modulate that on what actually served everyone. Now, the same thing's true about jealousy and polyamory and monogamy. So first stage, don't fuck my woman or don't fuck a man. I'll leave you, I'll kill you, whatever. You know, don't fuck them. Second stage, you're like, well, you get together with your friends, usually little drugs or wine or whatever, and you kind of ease into it. And it's usually pretty loving, maybe a little queasy, you know, sharing your partner. So, but that's an evolution. That's a good thing to do. Now, is that a way to live? So, does your consciousness deepen with fucking your woman? I'm serious. Maybe, probably not. But I know a few guys who could fuck your woman and you'd benefit. Not many. In most cases, you know, you wouldn't want him near your woman. So in the third stage, you become less promiscuous than in the first stage. In the third stage, there's hardly anyone you'd have sex with, because in the third stage, you know the profundity of what's going to happen is going to affect them the rest of their life. And unless you're willing to be responsible for that, you don't go around. In the second stage, you could fuck anyone you want. What is a little clitoral pop and a, you know? But what we're talking about is, you know, heart-wrenching, devotional, life-changing, she'll never meet a man who could do that again. So you really have to decide what's appropriate. So in the third stage, most people practice invisibility. They keep their sexuality amongst other very strong practitioners. They realize that sharing their partner 95% of the time, I mean, I don't know exactly what it is, results in closure rather than openness in the third stage. From the first stage, it usually opens people to do that. So I just want to say that in you want to separate your first stage asshole jealousy, which all of us have, I feel the same way, from your third stage divine wisdom that just knows, if you want to save the world, you don't have dancing women around in that moment. If you want to deepen your love with your woman and your eyes are on her nipples only, you won't be able to deepen her love. She's going to feel you stopping at her nipples. So you need to be able to feel through her nipples, even if she's freed her nipples. You need to feel through them to her heart. It's nipples are great. I mean, but it's that deeper dimension that all of us, even people who love ass and nipples, really want. So if she gives you her nipples from her devotional heart, she would only be giving those nipples devotionally to someone who could receive them, meaning you, someone who could receive them, and not anyone. Only a second stage woman would want random men to see her nakedness, and it's healthy to do so. It's healthy to go from hiding yourself to accepting yourself and being seen. But the next step is beyond health, it's art. And in art, you just don't throw out shit, you just don't blah. You reveal little bits, perfectly, impeccably dumb. And that also includes sharing your partner.